Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcast, and please help us out and share those on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. We have a great show tonight with friend of the show, BB Diamond, but I want to start off talking about the recent mandates across the country, including California, which is requiring all children to be vaccinated for school. You know, the last time I checked, I thought we lived in a free country. We're not pro or anti-vax on this show. We are pro-freedom. Americans are smart enough to figure out what they want to do for the best for them and their children. The fact is, more kids have been shot in Chicago this year than have died of COVID since the pandemic started. I don't see them shutting down any cities because of the violence. I was watching some news and seen a story from Detroit about a girl that graduated high school at 15 years old. She finished school in a year on online learning. Can you imagine the lack of social skills this girl will have for the rest of her life? I saw another story about a high school football team that couldn't play or attend school for 2 weeks because one member of the team tested positive. It is a joke when liberals say trust the science, because it is clear they have not been doing that since the beginning. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Everything that you're saying, Andrew, is spot on. The whole thing with the vaccine, as you said, that we aren't anti-vaccine, but we do feel that people should be able to decide whether or not they should take the vaccine. As I disclosed recently on the show, I took the vaccine. Now, I'm not saying that you guys should go out and take it, and I'm glad that Andrew has decided to continue working with me, although I've taken the vaccine. But that being said, again, people need to decide for themselves. And I think that there wouldn't be so much reticence to take the vaccine had it been rolled out properly by President Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, if you recall, during the election, they both sat on TV and said that if Trump had anything, President Trump, that is, at the time, had anything to do with the vaccine, they wouldn't trust it and they wouldn't take it. Now that they've stolen the election, they want everyone to take the vaccine. And it was Biden who said that he wanted to make certain that everyone had taken the vaccine before the summer, or as many people as could be to take the vaccine. And throughout this process, they've changed the script as to who should take it and who shouldn't take it. You can't build confidence in people if you're constantly changing the script. Then some will say, well, it's a virus that we don't know a lot about and we're trying to understand it. I get it. But in doing so, you need to be honest and forthcoming. Biden, the institution, Biden, the old man who has been in Congress for almost 3 or 4 decades, had a reputation, so he says, of working across the aisles. Well, what happened, Biden? Why are you unable to work with your fellow Republicans who could work with the people to say, take the vaccine? What happened to the communicator? Now, I'm not going to even mention Kamala Harris, because we both know that she's a disaster when it comes to communicating. She only got the top spot or the second top spot because of identity politics. Now, hopefully she didn't sleep her way up to the top to get that position. But we all know that she's not ready for prime time. And we can just go back and look at CNN, MSNBC. These liberals can look at their own news outlets to see that she's not ready. But that being said, as far as the vaccine, they rolled it out poorly. They scared the heebie-jeebies out of people. And when you look at the numbers, the raw numbers, the largest amount of people that have not taken the vaccine are Black people and individuals with PhDs. Now, I don't know what's going on with the PhD community, but for Black people, there is that hesitancy. So are you going to penalize all Black people by saying, if you don't take it, you're going to get fired? Healthcare workers, a large majority of Blacks work in the healthcare industry, home health aides. So you're going to fire them? You're going to take away their ability to earn an income? I mean, just put the brakes on it and stop and think about it. Now you have these athletes and you have musicians who are coming out saying, this is not right. No, I don't trust LeBron James, but I guess a light went off in his head, a light. And now he's saying, you know, I might've taken it, but I don't think people should be forced to take it. So folks, you got to look at this and understand what's happening, what's going on. You had the female rapper having a little tete-a-tete with Joy Reid over taking the vaccine. So many people have reservations about it, but they're quiet. They're quiet because they're afraid that they might be attacked. And this has to stop. This is America. And we shouldn't be doing this. But I think it's more than just the vaccine. I think it's a power grab. And I know that BB Diamond, who's a social media expert who's on our show tonight, she and Barbara from Harlem have talked about this on their show, Our Urban Stories on Saturdays. And they've given their thoughts about it. So, BB, what are your thoughts on the vaccine and what's happening with them trying to force people to take it?
You know, thanks, Robin. Thanks for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it. My thoughts are, number one, what happened to my body, my choice? Does it only apply to abortion, to killing the unborn, but it doesn't apply to the vaccines? I mean, the liberals, the leftists are absolutely, I mean, they're hypocritical. And another thing, well, a lot of Black people are upset about, quite frankly, you mentioned that Black people are vaccine hesitant. I'm African American. I am vaccine hesitant. One of the reasons we're vaccine hesitant is, why are Americans being pushed to have the vaccines, but illegal immigrants can basically walk into the country? They're not being tested. They're not forced to get a vaccine. And they are being dispersed to different parts of this country, thereby making the whole country a border state. And not just Arizona or Texas, but now New York, and now Minnesota, another of states are now border states, if you will. So I think why we're vaccine hesitant, we also have the Tuskegee experiment back in the 30s, 40s, and that has made Black people very hesitant, but also the extreme pushing, the begging, we'll give you $100. You don't have to do all that if the vaccine is effective. And if you just let people, give them the information and let them decide. Andrew said it perfectly at the top of the show. You know, it's not being anti-vaccine or for a vaccine. It's about respecting the individual's choice. And to your point, and I'll close with this, you know, Kamala Harris and resident Joe Biden, they were the ones saying, well, if Trump is behind these vaccines, I'm not taking it. And now these very same vaccines, they're trying to push down our throat, costing people their lives and their ability to just live and work and play in New York City.
Bibi, you made a really interesting point by speaking about the aliens, illegal aliens that are coming here, that are being dispersed around the country. And no one is looking to see if they have a vaccine card. No one is checking to see if they have COVID, if they have any of the symptoms. They're just putting them on a bus, an airplane, and sending them all over. So when I hear stories that Florida, the numbers in Florida are increasing, or in Texas, well, what do you expect if you have illegal aliens there that aren't being tested and they aren't being quarantined? No one has said anything about that. But the moment Donald Trump has a rally, Dr. Fauci is rolled out on stage and he starts talking about super spreader events. The moment anyone goes out, a conservative, and says, we want to go to a ball game, oh, super spreader events. But no one is saying anything about the super spreader events that's taking place at our border. The Haitians coming in the other day, up under a huge bridge, thousands of them. And even before the Haitians, we have the Mexicans in the border camping out, thanks to George Soros. And now you have Afghanistanians coming over here, 30,000, thanks to Joe Biden and his failed withdrawal from Afghanistan. And no one has said anything about these people taking the vaccine or being tested. And I heard someone say, well, we can't test them unless they agree to it. What do you mean? But you're going to force an American? So I would say to all you Americans that don't want to take the vaccine, denounce your citizenship, go to Mexico, and then come across. And you won't have to worry about it. Because that is the message, it seems, that Joe Biden is putting out there. He and his administration and the media, they're supposed to keep them honest. What happened? We don't have a media. And yes, they are the enemy of the people. People don't want to hear it, especially those in the media. And they would always chastise President Trump for saying it, but it is true. Our media has collapsed. Our media has failed. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. And when I say that, at one point, I would say liberal media. but oftentimes Fox is right there with them because there are too many questions, follow-up questions that they don't go through and ask. They just, they'll point it out and then they'll move right on. You need to keep these stories in the headlines. You need to keep in the headlines about the failed withdrawal. You need to keep in the headline about the 13 American soldiers that lost their lives. You need to keep in the headlines of the drones that killed 10 Afghanistanians, 7 of them being children. You need to keep in the headlines about the 3 Afghanistanian men that attacked the female American trooper at the military base. You need to keep all this in the headlines. People coming across the border illegally, unvaccinated, and how they're spreading them across the United States. So when we hear that the numbers are increasing, look no farther than the border. And then people would say, oh, well, you're being anti-people coming over here and you're being xenophobic and you're this. No, we're not. We're trying to protect Americans. Why are people allowed to come across the border? Why are they flown all over the country without being vaccinated? They are spreading the virus. That is so easy to figure out, but no one wants to bring it up. We have super spreaders in the air. And if I might add, the Afghanistanians, the educations that they're getting, their children, is unbelievable. They're not wearing any masks. They're running around. And you have poor Americans frightened, afraid, telling the kids, you must have your mask on or you might spread the virus. I thought kids couldn't spread it, but not the virus. So why are we frightening all these people? Joe Biden is ruling by fear and people are afraid to say anything. But surely and slowly, little pockets are popping up, Andrew and BB, with people saying, I can't take it anymore. I've got to push back. I might not agree with the conservatives on everything, but this, what they're saying, makes sense. Andrew, and I'm glad for that. I'm glad that people are waking up. Because they have to wake up and speak out.
Yeah, I guess we see that every single weekend with the F Joe Biden chants that are constantly posted on social media.
Exactly.
Fauci went on Hugh Hewitt recently and basically said he won't step down no matter what. This guy has an ego and a sense of entitlement that is totally unjustified. He has been all over the place since the beginning of this pandemic. And what you said earlier, Rob, about what is happening to kids, they're the ones suffering the most during this pandemic, constantly in and out of school, wearing a mask during school, getting all these mixed messages. They say the two things that kids are having the most problems with are their maturity and social issues. Because of this pandemic, they're having a hard time growing up and they're having a hard time socializing with their classmates because they're in and out of school constantly in these masks. I think it is borderline child abuse. BB, what are your thoughts?
No, I absolutely agree. That is borderline child abuse. And what ticks me off and millions of Americans off is when you see Barack Obama and AOC, these are socialists, at these different events, not wearing masks, but the people serving them have to wear masks and our children are masked. What is this about? And that is, I don't want to say anything harsher, but that is making a lot of Americans angry. It's like we're dealing with this elitist socialist that want to rule us, make this a socialist country. You know, they don't want to wear masks, but they want our children put in masks. And Andrew, you raise a good point. It impacts the child's development. They're not seeing their other classmates' faces, and they're not able to get as close as they once did. Now, I will point out this. I think Breitbart reported last week that a former director at the CDC said the whole 6 feet distance, all that, that was arbitrary. There is no science behind that. And I think that is completely unfair and outrageous, and it is child abuse. And it's particularly, I feel it as an inner city resident, we have to have our kids in schools. Their parents generally are not educated enough, and many of their parents work two jobs that they can't stay home and homeschool their children and monitor and make sure they're doing the online work.
Andrew, what you just said about Dr. Fauci and all of BB Cinemas, I agree with them 100%. It is child abuse. But as far as Fauci stepping down, he's not going to step down. Mark Milley isn't going to step down. Lloyd Austin isn't going to step down. Major Francis Kennedy isn't going to step down. None of these guys are going to step down because they are in a corrupt administration. Why would they? Why should they? They feel as if though they're on the side of right. And this is where conservatives must come in and write about this in history and write about it nonstop, because the liberals will give these individuals glowing reviews when we know that what they have done is nothing short of treason. Dr. Fauci has killed many people. There's blood on Dr. Fraud's hands, but he will refuse to accept responsibility. That's one of the things that I hate about President Trump. And we talked about this many shows ago, that he should have fired Fauci, Dr. Fraud. But he did it because he didn't want to cause any more upheaval within the administration. But now we know it wouldn't have mattered, because the Democrats, along with big media and big tech, had already planned on stealing the election. But had he had the foresight to say, I'm going to get rid of this little guy because he's nothing but a horrible cancer, he's a disease, he and Dr. Bird, he will stay there. He has put his feet in the ground, and he is like sprouting out, refusing to leave. Why would he? He's the highest paid federal employee, making more money than a lot of people. So he's going to stay put. And when he does finally step down, he'll write books, and CNN will have him on their show, and MSNBC, and Chris Wallace, and they'll all sing his praises. And for what? He killed people. And I wish people would get together and say, this man killed our loved ones. He lied to us about this disease, this virus. And he's still lying. Mark Milley lied about making a call to China. Lloyd Austin lied about what he told the president and what he didn't tell the president. General McKenzie lied. All of these people, it's like a lying brigade. And it all connects. And it connects at the top with President Biden. And this is what happens when elections are stolen. This is what happens when people sit by and say, well, we don't want him. We want this person because he's the lesser of two evils. A person who is changing the fundamental basis of this country. This will not end well at all. And we have got to wake up and stand tall and push back. This gift from China, the China virus, also known as COVID-19, in my opinion, is a biological warfare. And they knew what happened. They knew what was going to happen. And this gave the Democrats the opportunity to come in and change things by preying on the fears of people to get their agenda across. They don't care about you. They don't want to care about you. When you see them, they're out partying hardy, but they're telling you to slap that mask on. You better take that vaccine. Again, there's probably nothing wrong with the vaccine, but the way they're pushing it gives people reason to say, wait, what is this? And now we got the booster? Wait, we just took the first two vaccines. Why a booster? What did China put in the virus that requires a booster? Dr. Fauci said, this is all you need. And now a booster? And it's out already? Put the brakes on this. Be honest with the American people. And now you're saying, oh, and the flu is coming back. Hold on. This is too much. And it's all just to take control of your lives. Yes, the vaccine is probably helping people. Yes, there is a virus, and it is deadly. But as President Trump said earlier on, it is akin to the flu. And as we see now, that's what it is. You take the flu shot every year because of a different strand that comes out. And then it mutates, and then it keeps going. It's unfortunate with this virus. China put it on some type of hydrogen booster, and this thing is going crazy. But yet and still, maybe it would be contained if it wasn't for the people at the border coming here unvaccinated, coming here spreading the Delta variant, the Mu variant, and all these other variants. Has anyone not stopped to think about this? This is not going to end well. We had better wake up and put the brakes on this immediately.
Yeah, and China has been awfully quiet lately because they're just watching the West destroy itself. So much division and fighting within our own ranks. They just keep on getting rich despite being the ones who released the virus in the first place. and no one is paying attention to them in this corrupt and bought off Biden administration. It just seems like China from day one have been the winners of this coronavirus, and they're the ones who released this into the world. I believe President Trump was going to take steps to hold them accountable. He even said he was. But you know, with Joe Biden, he's not going to do anything at all about them unleashing this virus on the world.
Yeah, I like to, you're absolutely right, Andrew. I totally agree. But I want to go back to Dr. Fauci. No, he will not resign. His ego is too big. He's, you know, he should have been fired. That's the one mistake President Trump made. I agree with you, Rob. He should have fired Fauci. But the light at the end of the tunnel is this. The Republicans, if they stay strong, will take back both the House and the Senate in 2022. Not being sworn in until January 1st, the following year, 2023. Now, Senator Rand Paul has already filed an inquiry or whatever document it is with the Department of Justice against Dr. Fauci. Now, we know under President Biden, nothing will happen. But once the Republicans control both the Senate and the House, Dr. Fauci will be under criminal investigation. He will not get away with it. He is responsible because he supported gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We cannot allow Dr. Fauci to get away with this. And I will say furthermore, in 2024, if Fauci is not under investigation prior to 2024, he will be once President Trump comes back to the Oval Office, or it may be DeSantis in Florida, but a Republican will be elected in 2024 and the Republicans will take back the House and the Senate. The Democrats are an absolute disgrace. And you're correct about Milley and McKenzie. They should have resigned if President Biden didn't listen to them. What happened in Afghanistan will be remembered and will be studied 100 years from now, particularly not taking back the Bagram Air Force Base, just leaving $86 billion in weaponry to radical Muslims. So Biden is an absolute complete disaster, and any honest person knows it, but the media will not fully report it.
And that's the problem, BB, that the media won't report it, and they're trying to whitewash all this and clean it up and say, well, he did the best he could. I was listening to Chris Wallace the other day trying to make excuses for Biden, and I called this earlier on, Andrew, when Afghanistan failed and the media came out typically attacking Blinken and Biden, saying, oh, but what did you guys know? What did you know about this? I'm like, you watch. They're going to pivot. They want people to think that they're attacking. They want to give the appearance that they're calling into question Joe Biden's ability. But all along, they want to pivot. And look at how they pivoted. If you don't get a vaccine, you're going to get fired. And then people forgot all about Afghanistan. Oh my God, we're going to get fired. How is it that in the United States of America, any judge worth his robe and jurisprudence would side with this White House and say, nope, I don't want to hear this. Take it back. How could any judge behave that way? Well, easily, there are radical judges, activist judges. Look at the radical judges that ruled against President Trump, and they continue to rule against President Trump. The radical judges that went after Mike Flynn and will say absolutely nothing about any of this other stuff that's going on. Look at the radical judges that refused to hear anything with the elections. Granted, it wasn't their responsibility because it was responsibility of the state legislatures, but then the radical judges coming in and giving a ruling that would favor the Democrats. Should I be surprised? Yes. Am I surprised? Not really, because we have radicals at the top. And I will say again, and I will say every night, conservatives must wake up. We've given up too much ground. And I like this whole idea that Jeff Dornick and Dr. Bobby Lopez are coming up with, taking back what we've given up, creating a new system, how to be soundproof in a cancel society. Wake up, folks. We got a lot of work ahead of us. And we cannot allow the Democrats to lead us forward. And as BB said, 2024, we're coming back. And we need to make certain that when we come back, we have candidates, we have elected officials that are willing to go the length and to call out these radicals on the left and prosecute them. I don't want to hear, we don't want them to think that it's retribution and that we're getting back at them or reciprocity. I don't care what they think, what they say, do it. Because if you don't, they will come up again and do the exact same thing. We have to stop them, full stop, completely. Cut it off. Because if we don't, we will rue the day.
Yeah, the Biden administration is crumbling before our eyes. Every single week, it is a new crisis in his administration. We have the border crisis, America stranded in a terrorist country, Afghanistan, mandatory vaccinations that are turning off Americans, insane spending and inflation like many of us haven't seen in our lifetime. This guy has been an absolute disaster since day one, and we have got to take back the House and Senate in 2022, and we have got to take back the White House in 2024. I want to take a quick opportunity to tell you guys about a great patriotic company. Head on over to healthycell.com and check out all the great products like Immune Super Boost, Focus and Recall, even a great vegan vitamin for you guys to check out. Head on over to healthycell.com and save yourselves 20% with the code OUTLOUD. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the shows. We'll be back with more from our guest, BB Dine.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's healthycell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets. America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. And our guest tonight is social media expert BB Dine.
Hey, Thai, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, we've had BB on before, more than just once, and we always enjoy when she comes on and provides us with her commentary as to things that are taking place on our hot topics or current events. She's definitely one that we'd like to get her insight as to what's going on. But we brought her back on tonight because I want her to share with our listening audience some of the things that she and Barbara Harlem have been doing, because they are definitely active in the community and spreading the word, waking people up, getting them to understand and to see that a lot of these individuals think that the Democrats is a party that they should be in. But when you start looking at their party platform, it's anything but what you actually want. So, BB, share with us what you and Barbara from Harlem have been doing as of lately.
Thank you for asking. What we are doing is we are providing information to inner city residents, whether it's in Irvington, New Jersey, Newark, Harlem, Brooklyn. We have put together a package which contains documents to compare and contrast the Democrats versus Republicans, giving them information about socialism, and giving them a Bible track as well, and a copy of the Declaration of Independence, which is accompanied with the U.S. Constitution. The reason we're doing this is because we want the inner city residents, primarily Black Americans, to understand their value as voters. We want them to understand that the Democrats should not have a lock on their vote. And we want them to know what a blessing America is and their rights and liberties within the Constitution. This is very important for Black people to know. Another thing we want them to know is that the Republican Party was started in 1854 to stop the spread of slavery. A lot of Black people don't know that. They don't know that prominent Blacks of that day, like Frederick Douglass and others, were Republicans. And no, the Republicans didn't switch sides. That's just media propaganda. What happened was with FDR, with the socialism, a lot of Blacks started voting for Democrats. So our campaign, the campaign that my mother and I are on, Barbara from Harlem and I are on, we're educating the inner city. And this is something the GOP does not do. The GOP is not really on the ground in the inner cities. They've ceded the inner cities to the Democrats, which is a mistake. By doing that, a lot of Black people just feel like, well, I'll just vote for the Democrat. We need to give them a choice. We need to talk to them and tell them the true story. You know, one of the things that the Democrats did besides the KKK was segregation. And they're doing it again with this vaccine. So I, as an African-American woman, I can't, even with a mask on, I cannot walk into a New York City restaurant, even though I may be extremely hungry. I'm being segregated because I don't have a vaccine card. The Democrats are doing it once again. And we want Black people to wake up and understand that the Democrats really are an enemy within.
Phoebe, that's so powerful, because what you just said about segregation and how it was the Democrats, the liberals, who started it back in the South, separate water fountain, separate bathrooms, separate counters to eat at. They started this, and slowly but surely, they're bringing it back again. And people seem as if though they don't see this. If you're vaccinated, you can sit here. If you're not, you sit over there. And not only that, with the vaccinations, the vaccines, they're also doing it with CRT, critical race theory, and in our schools and in corporate America. You have Black people coming out saying, this is my safe space. I don't want white people sitting here. I want to sit over here. You sit there. I want to live here. We don't want you guys living with us. Do you see what's happening, people? Our young people, millennials, weren't they taught anything in school? Absolutely not, because the teachers were woke. The teachers were probably born in the 80s and the 90s. So they didn't get that lesson. So they are recreating what we despise so in 2021. Segregation, self-imposed segregation, disguised as we're giving you equity now. If you don't have the vaccine, you stay away. And who does it affect? Black people, brown people. And who gets to benefit? White people. A majority of them have gone on taking the vaccine. So we can sit over here. You guys can't sit with us. And slowly but surely, as things always happen, people will forget why they created such stupid laws and stupid policies and stupid forms that we're doing. And then it will turn into, well, why are we doing this? Oh, well, we're doing it because white people don't want to sit with Black people. Oh, they're living there because white people don't want to be around Black people. No, that's not it. You guys created the policies, you guys being the Democrats, the liberals, to segregate people, to say, if you have this, you can sit here. And if you don't, you sit there. That's what's happening in our society. Before long, it will transport over to traveling, transportation, on the buses, on airplanes, schools, churches, stores. This is a store for people who've been vaccinated, and this is a store for those people who haven't. You see what's happening here? Under the guise of, we're trying to make you safe. Under the guise of, we want equity. We're trying to create equity. No, you're not. You're creating another form of segregation. and people don't even realize it. And if you tell them, they will laugh in your face and say, oh, no, 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 you just don't understand. We're trying to make this fair. You're not trying to make it fair. You're not trying to make it fair in the least bit. It's another form of segregation. I mean, baby, am I on the right track here?
No, you're absolutely on the right track. It is another form of segregation. But all the left has is race. You know, the Mao and others divided people according to class, because that's what Marx taught. But what they're doing in the United States, they're dividing us according to race. The leftists are the biggest racists and segregationists in this country. You're absolutely 100% right. They're dividing America. Now, we have the flu, we have vaccines for the flu, pneumonia, smallpox, chicken pox, shingles. Are we ever asked to produce our vaccination cards for any of those things? No, of course we're not. They have taken, yes, COVID-19 is real. It was a bioweapon released by the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It is real. It has killed people. I'm not minimizing COVID-19, but the hysteria behind it, the attempt to control people behind it, is unprecedented in American history. It's unprecedented. And they are creating segregation by saying, well, if you haven't have been vaccinated, you cannot come into our restaurant. And a majority of Black people are vaccine hesitant. And I'll just add this twist to it, if I may. One of the reasons many of us are vaccine hesitant is because Bill Gates may be behind the vaccinations. And Bill Gates, as we know, is for depopulation. We used to think, well, let me speak for myself. When he and his former wife, Belinda, would go to Africa and vaccinate the Africans, I thought it was, wow, what a charitable thing. What they may have been doing, honestly, is using the Black people there as guinea pigs and paying off the tribal leaders, paying off the government so they can inject the innocent Africans with vaccines. We, at this point, do not trust. Why are they pushing so hard? Why are they going crazy trying to deny us of our right to eat, work out in the gym, have a job? But let the illegals just walk in without any testing, without vaccinations. I mean, I know a lot of Black people just watch MSNBC and CNN, but some of this is getting through. We're seeing people come across the border and no one's making them get vaccinated. That's one of the reasons we're vaccine hesitant. This is a form of segregation.
Wow, Bibi, I never thought about that, about Bill and Melinda Gates and what they were doing in Africa. I mean, I wondered why, but like you said, I thought, wow, what a charitable idea and what they're doing. They could have been using them as guinea pigs, paying off the tribal leaders. And we know that it's very easy to pay off the tribal leaders anywhere or any group of people, to sacrifice your people for silver and gold. It has happened throughout time. Andrew, I never thought about that. Wow, that's huge. I need to do some investigation.
Yeah, it's always been so bizarre to me that people hold up Bill and Melinda Gates like they're some genius medical people with these vaccinations and all this money they're piling into it when their background is in computers. Bill Gates is completely ruining his reputation with all these allegiances he's had. We know that he was tied with Jeffrey Epstein and now his close relationship with Fauci and the gang of function research that Bibi was talking about earlier. Nothing really surprises me from those two anymore.
Wow, but I never thought about that. If they could have been there using these Black people, the Africans, and they are true Africans, as guinea pigs. No good deed goes unpunished. They're going there doing all this stuff, wanting everyone to think that they're holier than thou. Maybe that's the reason why, another reason why Belinda's like, I need to step back away from this guy, because she probably knows what's going on, what was happening there. And he's probably said, hey, let's let her divorce me, give her half of it and whatnot, and let's move on. We need to look into this. Bibi, thank you so much for bringing this up, because that needs to be looked at.
Thank you. But I could be completely wrong, but right, I just wondered, but now it's raising questions for me.
Absolutely.
And in my mind, this guy is for depopulation. And yep. as he does, what are his investments in these pharmaceutical companies and his ties to Dr. Fauci? And now they want to push booster shots.
Yeah.
Now, when have we ever needed booster shots? Yes, we take the flu annually and we do, you know, but every 8 months, a booster shot? You got to be kidding me. You have to. And why are they ignoring the antibodies? The study in Israel showed that those who had COVID recovered have a stronger immunity against it than those who received the vaccines. But why is that being ignored by the Democrats and by the left? I don't know. I'm just raising some questions here tonight. Thank
and,
you.
And rightfully so, BB. I mean, there's something nefarious that's going on here. And we're not accusing Bill and Melinda, but it's worth looking at as to what exactly is the end goal and why were they being so charitable? I mean, yes, we know that in Africa, certain parts is impoverished and they don't have all the vaccines that we have. What they were like pushing this really big. And now we know that Bill Gates is the largest farm owner in America. And he's been pushing this green deal and no eating meats. And you sometimes you just have to stop and think, what exactly is the end game here?
May I just add that Bill Sure. Gates is reportedly the largest individual donor to the World Health Organization.
I heard that.
Yeah. So now we have to be very careful, but we need to start connecting dots. There's something off a little bit, in my opinion, but I'm not accusing anyone, but I'm just throwing it out there, just raising a couple of questions. Thank you.
Reason and logic. And we have to raise these questions. We have to. And we need to get answers. I mean, at one point in time, the media would go out. They were curious and they would do thorough investigations, just like the investigations that they had the other night on 60 Minutes about Facebook, the whistleblower, Frances Haugen, I think that's how she pronounces her name, Haugen. And she's coming out and saying that there's a lot of nefarious activity that's taking place in Facebook. And when Facebook was saying that, oh, we're making certain that there's no disinformation, in actuality, they were putting out disinformation. They were supporting radical groups. Now, we know how they feel about radicals that are threatening people and coming up and recruiting individuals to fight, to take up arms against America. They won't take their post down. But the moment anyone questions anything about the vaccine, they will cut you off. They will silence you, just like Google and YouTube. Google owns YouTube. And if you say anything negative about the vaccine, they will shut you down. But you can go on YouTube any given day and you will see radicals saying, take up arms against the infidels, the West, take up arms against Americans. This is how you can be a radical. These are the people you can connect with. You can go there and you can see fights in the ghetto all day long of Black women fighting each other, Black men fighting each other. And then they want to talk about Black Lives Matter when they have these stereotypical images of Black people. And Black people, they seem to be nefarious to it. Like, oh, okay, I don't care. Let's just do it. Like, are you serious? These are the people that are telling you your life matter, but they have these negative images of you online for people to look at. But back to Facebook. And this woman, Frances, she apparently got information that she took from Facebook and has presented it to the Department of Justice. Now, I don't know what the Department of Justice is going to do or the FBI, because we know that they're compromised. We know that Garland Merrick, will probably sit on this information. Christopher Wray will do absolutely nothing. The only time he will intervene if he thinks it is something dealing with President Trump. And that's one of the things they were talking about during the 60 Minutes interview. And that she was saying that how, oh, the insurrection and Facebook knew about it and they were connecting the dots. It's like, wait a minute. For one, Scott Tipelli, who kept talking about the insurrection, it was not an insurrection. The FBI did get that right and the Department of Justice, and they came out and said there was no insurrection. The people that are sitting in jail that have been there for God knows how long, they're not there because of an insurrection. They're there because they were trespassing. And I don't even know why that is a crime that they should be in jail. When you had people during the spring and summer of 2020 burning down cities and police departments with people inside. A police officer was killed. They're threatening people in Trump's administration, threatening judges. But no one was arrested. And if they were, they were let go. But yet and still, we've always got to bring it back to January 6th. And now they want to get sexy with it and go J6. Remember J6? No, I don't remember J6. When I saw J6, I saw it was a time when Americans were saying, we've had it, we can't take it anymore. It's time to stand up. Now, I'm not saying them going to the Capitol and breaking in. They shouldn't have done that. But standing up because they were tired and fed up of the lies? No, come on. So while I applaud her for disclosing this information, and rightfully so, Andrew and BB, because we need to know that Facebook is dangerous. Look at what it's doing to our teenage girls. And then Facebook wanted to come up with a junior Facebook for little kids. You see how they tried to start early and get our children in and then try to indoctrinate them? We've got to stop this. No, I don't know what's going to become of this information. She's supposed to be going before the House this week to testify. And we know how that's going to go. They'll ask her a couple of questions and then it will get buried. No one will ever move on it. But at this early age, they want to bring in kids. Facebook for juniors. What the heck?
I want to applaud Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, yes. Because this may be the same whistleblower. Full disclosure, I didn't watch the 60 Minutes interview, but she mentioned a Facebook whistleblower who talked about the algorithms and the targeting of teenagers for Facebook Teen. Now, I don't think really at this point it's going to launch, although Facebook wanted to do that, because Senator Marsha Blackburn will put her power and weight behind stopping Facebook from doing this. There's a whole thing on this, and I'd like to be invited back on another time to discuss it. Facebook is absolutely corrupt, and I'm glad you brought this up tonight.
Completely corrupt, and they have to be stopped. I mean, them going before the House and the Senate and testifying, I mean, how many times have they gone to the Hill to testify with their smugness? More times than not. And what was accomplished? Absolutely nothing, because they're still doing the same old things. And now we know that President Trump is petitioning a judge to make Twitter put him back on the platform. If I were the judge, I would tell Twitter, everyone that you've kicked off, put them back on. What guidelines are you using to kick them off simply because you don't agree with their political ideology? Whereas you have porno on, you have pedophiles on, you have radicals on, and you want to kick him off? I don't think so. These people need to be shut down. They need to be monitored because we see right now that they cannot monitor themselves. And that's exactly what this lady Francis said, this whistleblower. That Facebook needs to be monitored. There needs to be an oversight committee because the people that they have in their seemingly oversight committee, they're nothing but a bunch of losers, a bunch of teens or tweens or 20-year-olds that don't know their head from their foot. And you're going to give oversight? Really? And say who can and can't use the platform? Well, for one, Facebook is publicly traded. Conservatives, buy the stock and shut it down. Buy the stock and take control. Stop sitting there doing absolutely nothing. Twitter is a different animal. But still, we can get them to do what they need to do and get them to do it right by slapping fines on them. If I were the judge, I would say, put him back on. Each day he's not there, that's $1 million fine for not putting him on. I bet they would wake him up. But they have so many people in the Biden White House that's sitting on the boards of Facebook and Twitter that will see what's happening, run to Merrick Garland and say, oh, please stand down. This will not end well, I'm telling you, because this is a corrupt administration. We have a corrupt Department of Justice. We have a corrupt FBI. I'm not saying that they're all corrupt, but there is a large portion, a pool, a clique, I'll say. I think that's better, Andrew and BB, if I were to say there's a clique within these groups that's controlling what's happening. They need to be called out. So I hope John Durham, whatever he's doing, I hope he accelerates it. And if the buck stops at Hillary Clinton, lock her up. If it stops with Barack Obama, lock him up. because these people are no good for this country. They're deadly. They are deadly weapons, Andrew, and they must be stopped.
You're absolutely right. And so many of these establishment politicians and others, they want kids on Facebook. They want to be indoctrinating them at an early age. Mark Zuckerberg himself said that he allows his two daughters, Maxima, 6, and his 4-year-old dog, August, to use Facebook. I mean, what kind of parent would allow a 6 and a 4-year-old to use Facebook? And he says they've been doing it since they were 2 years old. So it seems pretty obvious to me that these people, these elites, they think that it's a good thing that their kids are on social media at an early age, getting all this indoctrination from the mainstream media and all these blue check marks on Twitter and Facebook, who are just spreading nonsense. We see it time and time again.
Well, what they're trying to do is create little activists. Look at the infrastructure bill. There's a large chunk of it that goes nothing toward rebuilding our bridges and our bridges and our streets. It's all what they're calling human infrastructure, whereby they want to open up daycare centers, childcare centers for your children as early as 3 so that they can indoctrinate them. Look at Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. He's running for governor again. And he told his opponent, "We don't want parents to have a say into what the teachers are teaching their kids. Are you serious? You don't want the parents to have a say." Absolutely not. The Democrats want to indoctrinate your kids. Look at the kids nowadays. Look at these crazy ideas. America is bad. It's horrible. They haven't even stepped foot outside of the city or the town that they're in, and they're telling you that America is bad. It is the worst place to live. Can you believe it? It's like, what about the Afghanistanis? Why are they coming here? What about the Mexicans? If America is so bad, why do you think they're coming here?
Exactly.
But they can't answer it. And they're told not to worry about that. Because why, Bibi? America is bad. What do you say, Bibi?
No, you're absolutely right. Really, our public schools are government schools. And this has to be changed. Now, Terry McAuliffe said that, and the Secretary of Education, Cardona, also was hesitant when he was asked, I believe, by Senator Rand Paul, should parents be stakeholders? They don't want parents involved, really. And that's the scary part. We pay their salaries. We are the reason they have a job. We should absolutely have a say. So it's very important for parents to get involved, get on school board meetings, be a part of it. We have to do it, because if not, these centers will be indoctrination centers. Part of the human infrastructure is forming groups like they had ACORN many years ago. That's what the leftists want. They want activist groups indoctrinating our children, not teaching them math, science, reading, true American history. These will be indoctrination centers.
See, they will tell you that they want our kids to learn STEM, but it's anything but STEM. They are so far from that. If you look at the curriculum, it's all about social learning, how you can get out and protest. While the rest of the world is learning about STEM, they're learning about science and technology and engineering and math. Our kids aren't learning that. They're too busy learning about social justice and how we can all live, and the red, white, and blue flag is a black flag, and we need the rainbow flag. It hurts my heart when I see little kids walking on the streets and they can identify the LGBTQ flag quicker than they can identify the American flag, Old Glory, red, white, and blue. Why would we want that? Why? That's nothing to be proud of. Every country out there, all of its citizens, their pride, they take pride in their country. Even when they come here, they will say, "That's my country. If we just did it the right way." When their countries are competing in sports, they're gleaming in their pride and they're happy. But only in America do we have knuckleheads. "I'm going to kneel. I'm going to turn my back on the flag. I'm going to spit on the flag. I'm going to burn up the flag." Do you see other countries doing that? Well, if they are, they're getting their butts kicked by the government. But in America, we want to take it overseas and we want to show that we don't like America. But if it wasn't for America, you wouldn't be where you are today. That is a reason why we must fight for our country. We must fight for the truth. We cannot allow these woke individuals to destroy the country. We can't. We must stand up and fight. So, Bibi, I applaud what you and Barbara from Harlem are doing, because we need to keep it out front. Because if we don't talk about it, Andrew, people will forget. They will think that it's nothing. Again, who's talking about the fall of Afghanistan? No one's talking about it. Who's talking about Joe Biden thought that he had a win, that he would be able to stand up on 9/11 and go, oh, well, look at what I did. And then the other day, Barack Obama comes out and he says that an open border isn't sustainable. And what does ABC News do? They edit it out. We don't want them to hear that. We don't want him talking about that. The media is enemy of the people. They want to keep the truth from you. So whatever is going on with this vaccine, they want to keep it from you. Whatever is going on with COVID-19, they want to keep it from you. They want us to think that we are the bad people and that they have all the answers. So we should shut up and listen to them. But I am so glad, Bibi, that you and Barbara from Harlem are out there speaking the truth in love, as the Bible says. You're out there letting people know, wake up, giving them a track. And you're giving them, like you said, a biblical track, because for some people, oh, we don't want the Bible, but they can talk Correct. About Islam and everything else. What do you say, Bibi?
You know, Rob, I appreciate this is such a powerful show tonight, because you're absolutely right. They don't have a problem with Islam being spread or Buddhism, but they have a problem with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God is the reason why we have this country. Only this country and Israel were founded on Judeo-Christian values. And that's what the left hates. They say they hate capitalism. They don't really hate capitalism, because they wouldn't have the iPhones, the laptops, the house in the Hamptons. They don't hate capitalism. Why do you think the leader of Black Lives Matter, who said she was a trained Marxist, why she bought four properties in predominantly white areas? No, they don't really hate capitalism, ladies and gentlemen. Their true target is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, how this country was founded. In the Declaration of Independence, when they talk about a creator has endowed us, they're not talking, the founders were not talking about Buddha. They were not talking about Muhammad or Allah or Vishnu, a Hindu god. They were specifically talking about the God of the Bible. That's what the left and the godless in this country hate. That's the target. They're in rebellion. They hate that. So that underpins everything they do, whether it's abortion, whether it's letting out criminals, violent criminals, right, while trying to arrest a mom without a mask. Everything they do is essentially, it's part of their rebellion against the God of the Bible. The climate change is a religion to them. It's not just, yes, let's take care of the planet, which any Christian or Jewish person should do. We all believers believe in respecting the Bible. God tells us that in Genesis, we respect the planet. I mean, we're commanded to do that, but they've turned it into a religion, anything to combat who we believe in, the true and living God. Thank you.
Amen. What a powerful message to end on. Thank you to our guest, Bibi Diamond, for coming on once again. We appreciate that. Check us out Monday to Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West on America Out Loud each and every week. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who celebrated its 5th anniversary just this year. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. We will see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.